So we're drinking Eola Springs Vineyard, Willamette Valley, Pinot Noir from Dundee, Oregon.
From Dundee?
Or no, that's where it was made, but...
It is in Dundee.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I know where it is well.
Used to be your old stomping grounds. Willamette, damn it.
You sound like my mom. Your old stomping grounds.
Do you not say that?
I don't. Sorry, Carrie. Because my mom says it. And to me, it's like cringe.
I mean, I love saying my old stomping grounds about the most random of places. Like, my high school. And, like, Gilbert, Arizona, you know?
Sorry about this. Taco Bell. Okay, that's done.
ASMR.
Yeah.
We should do a mukbang episode.
What would we mukbang?
Our options are quite limited because of your vegetarianism.
Oh,
and
sorry.
And we also don't eat a lot.
You eat
like
a lot.
But in one sitting.
Okay.
Like to eat like a mukbang amount of food in one sitting.
I don't think I'm capable of that.
Qdoba.
Yeah.
Our first mukbang should be whatever restaurant sponsors us first.
I agree.
I think that'd be fun.
Maybe F&B will do it. No.
They won't. They
won't. No.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I have nothing that interesting to say right now except that I'm done with my summer class. And then, we're going to San Diego. That'll be fun. Fourth of July, San Diego. I don't know. Yeah, we're just going to go fuck around for a little bit and not even take a break we'll be taking a break from this podcast.
Yeah.
But we're going to be featured on another one.
I feel like we should circle back to the wine.
Oh, okay. Do you have more to say?
Yeah, because this is kind of a hack. I mean, I think a lot of people know about this. It's gone viral on TikTok a lot, but if you go to Trader Joe's and find their private labels, it says like Platinum Reserve, Diamond Reserve, you can get what would be like a $40, $50 bottle for like $15.
How much was that? Like $15?
Yeah, it was like $13.99, I think. Oh. And this would be probably like $40. Like, this is a pretty well-known vineyard in Willamette Valley, so if you, like, know the region or know what you're looking at, you can get some really good deals.
The old world of the new world.
Yes.
It's good. It's nice and earthy, nice and spicy.
I haven't had it yet. I've been too busy to talk about.
Is that a beefy five-layer?
Yeah, but...
Potatoes and onions?
Yeah. Yep.
Piss.
Okay.
Where are we starting today, girl?
I sent you all the topics. They were kind of weak this week.
I don't think so. Wait, what's the no-no box?
Oh, I've been meaning to tell this story for a few weeks, but we've just forgotten.
Okay.
So I was visiting home, helping my family move.
Yes. Is it like a sex toys box?
No, but it was like kind of adjacent to that. So, you know, like the funnest part of moving is when you like unearth old pictures and like weird memory boxes?
Yes.
That's like the only fun part. And so we were doing that because we were like packing up all... my parents' old photo books. We come across this box. It's like an old shoe box. It looks like it's from the 90s. And it just says, no, 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 all over this box. And I'm like, Mom, what is this?
What could possibly be in that?
What could possibly be in here? Like, I'm assuming it's pictures because it's in with all the other pictures. And she was like, I don't know. My dad gave that to me and I've never opened it. And I was like, we're opening it right now.
Yeah.
Like, how have you gone this long and not opened this no, no, no box? We open it, it's like hundreds of pictures of him and his ex-wife, and some of them were
kind of racy
pictures I didn't want to see of my grandpa, but it was just like really a funny concept to make a no 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 box. And
like, why would you?
I've been inspired. I want to make a no 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 box.
But like,
because he doesn't want to look at them anymore, but he also doesn't want to throw them away.
Why wouldn't you want to throw them away?
Because it's still like memories. Like, I don't want to throw away my champagne saber, but I also don't want to look at it.
Well, but a champagne saber is a functional tool.
Yeah, but I also don't want to use it ever again.
All in due time. We'll use it again, I'm sure.
Well,
all in due time.
Maybe I should give it to you.
And bring it to my parents' house. When the fuck are we going to use a champagne saber?
That's true.
I mean, it'd be a cool just gag to have. I don't know.
Yeah.
And if we ever get broken into, I'll have a champagne saber in my room. It must be so satisfying to slit a throat.
It's really satisfying to saber champagne.
It's probably adjacent to that, no? What'd you say?
Yeah, except when I'm sabering champagne, I don't have to worry about, like, going to jail.
Self-defense.
Okay.
Breaking into a home where a cop lives.
Doesn't your brother have a gun?
Well, yeah, but, like, what if he's, like, sleeping too hard and then the only one that hears it?
Okay.
Anyways, okay. No Box. I mean, I have something kind of adjacent to that. I remember I went to, like, student council summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
Summer, going into senior year of high school. And at the end of the camp, well, we started off camp by writing letters to one another.
Yeah.
And then we ended camp by receiving these letters. And I never read them. I just put them in, like, a little box that I...
You should read them.
And that I had kept sake. I read them, like, after I graduated high school.
Oh, gotcha.
But, yeah, it was just cutesy. But I just kept using it to just put in pictures and more, like, photos and stuff. Like, the letter that my freshman year self wrote to my senior year self is in that box. That was a fun little gag that the school made us do. That was cute. But, yeah, no, it's not really necessarily like a no-no box. It's just like...
A memory box?
A cutesy tchotchke box, yeah.
I also have a memory box, but it's not a no-no-no box.
Like, if I don't want to... I don't know. Even if I had the idea of creating a no-no-no box with things that make me... Memories that make me sad, I wouldn't want them at all. Marie Kondo, if it doesn't bring you peace or joy, set it free, you know?
In fact, like, it brings me complete anguish.
Yeah, so why would you...
But I still can't set it free. It's just weird.
Interesting.
I completely understand why he made a no-no-no box. Also, he fumbled that bag, and he knew it.
Yeah.
He cheated on her.
Oh, your grandpa. Okay. Okay. Huh. Interesting.
Talk about your weird old man.
No, I'm kidding. No, so I had a music event with my choir this past weekend, and we were at the Black Box Opera Theater in downtown Phoenix doing... We sang a couple of pieces from our last show, and then we were also doing a sing-along. It was more of just, like, a fun and cutesy event just to, like... Not, I don't want to say community outreach, because it wasn't really, like, a volunteering thing, but still, we were just, you know, like, in the general public, smaller audience, just, like, putting our name out there. And it's that point in the show after our two pieces that we sing where our pianist was just... He just told us to go sit out in the audience so that it would be a little bit more of an intimate experience, right? And more people are more likely to sing if you're sitting next to them singing, right? Yeah, I just sit in the front row next to the first person that I see. And it's just older gentleman sitting by himself. And he just, unfortunately, was just one of the creepy old gents that, I don't know, like...
Did he, like, try and touch you?
Oh, he did on multiple occasions. Like, we were... Some of the songs we were singing, like, Sweet Caroline, for example. We did one sing through of Sweet Caroline. And you know, like, the lyric, hands touching hands.
Yeah.
Touching me, touching you. Like, all that. Those were the times. And plus, I'm staring at this... At the lyrics, just trying to, like, create my personal no-no-no box, right? Around me.
Your personal no-no-no box.
Yeah, by, like, not making eye contact with this person. And, he, like... Hands touching hands, his hand would come over and, like, caress mine as I'm, like, holding my music. Or touching me, touching you in that song, he, like, hand on the knee. It was just, like, not coy or cutesy or...
Consensual.
Or just wanted, yeah.
Yeah.
Just period. And it, I don't know, and I was even, like, looking around at any other direction besides to my left, where he was sitting. And there was one of the singers in our group who was standing off to the side, and then he eventually came and sat in the seat next to me for that reason, I'm assuming. And, because I don't know if I was visually showing that I was uncomfortable, but I certainly was just, like, sitting in my chair, like,
you were trying. Energetically very uncomfortable.
Yes, yes. And, yeah, even at one point this person said, oh, you know, thanks for putting up for my shenanigans, like, don't move a seat over or anything. And I was just like, so you know that what you're doing is weird, and you're telling me not to move a seat over? I'm not going to move a seat over because I don't want to be the one person that's standing during this little performance thing,
mm-hmm.
just to visibly move to a different location in the audience, you know? It's just never the ones you want, you know? Yeah, and then after the show, he was like, thanks for sitting next to me, and, like, singing along with me, you were great. Yada, yada, yada. And then he was telling me about his, like, condo building that he lives in. He's selling his penthouse. And then he was like, you could live there if you want. And he just, like, it happened again. And I was just like, no, that's, like, not necessary at all. Sorry. Like,
no, thank you.
I don't know where your penthouse is. I don't care where it is. And I don't want to be there.
If your first interaction with me is going to be touching my hand, like, when I don't know you, like, maybe, no. Speaking of, like,
just,
I don't even know if I should talk about this. I, at one point, had a coworker that was a very scrappy individual, let's put it that way. Seemed like they really got money however they could, and even if that involved illegal activities, including sex work and also fraud. And
I'm trying to think of who this is. I have no idea.
You'll know.
Okay.
And at one point, this person, like, this is why I remembered it, because you were talking about, oh, come live in my penthouse. At one point, another coworker had gotten a sugar daddy to rent them out an apartment, and then she found another sugar daddy, but the lease was still going, and so the original scrappy individual was living in this other bitch's sugar daddy's pre-leased apartment. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was crazy.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how powerful, though, to just be so charismatic that people just buy you pre-leased apartments?
Well, it sounds
That's
like
kind
someone
of a sleigh.
Was trying to do that for you.
It wasn't... No. I'm sorry, but, like, sugar daddies, the only way that you could convince me to... for me to go along with the sugar daddy escapade is if they're, like... They have to look like Henry Cavill.
I don't think I could ever realistically do something like that, because it either has to be under, like, the guise of, this is a real relationship, and then that gets messy, because you probably do start to develop feelings for them, or you have to be, like, willing to accept advances like that guy. Like, kind of creepy and weird.
Yeah, I guess there really isn't a spectrum for that, huh?
I don't think so.
No, because most sugar daddies are...
Most sugar daddies are weird.
Weird and creepy.
Yeah. Most, if not all. It's really strange. A friend of ours informed me that he knows where to buy prostitutes online and showed me the website. And I was like, how is this legal?
Was it like a seeking... Because seeking arrangements is legal.
I can't remember the name of it, but no, it was like DoorDash for prostitutes. Like, they were listed with photos and then, like, their rates and, like, where they were.
You can still kind of do that on Craigslist. You just can't, like, say.
Yeah. But it was weird how, like, just... organized it was, and like how clearly it was what it was. Like, there was no like trying to hide it, like that it was like escorts at your door
.org
basically.
Huh. I mean, there's a lot of shit that you can get away with.
And then I proceeded to grill him about how he knew about it.
Did you find this out last night?
Yeah.
Is this
okay? Yeah, it's who you think it is.
Has he used this?
No, he claimed that this is another person that we know told him about it. I was like, that does make sense to me, because he's always given me a weird vibe, the person that told him about it.
Oh, was it the roommate?
No. Well, that's what I thought of it. I was like, did your roommate tell you about that? And he was like, no, I'll just take that. And I was like...
Oh my god. He has a girlfriend, I think.
He does have a girlfriend, and they seem cute together, but he just, from the moment I met him, he's given me, like, creepy vibes. And it's like, sometimes you can't explain it. You just, yeah. Like, catch a vibe from people. It's not that he's done anything, but, like, I wouldn't go over and have dinner alone at his house.
Get coffee.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, I wouldn't feel safe. Like, I mean, like, with our friend, I obviously feel safe. Like, I go and hang out with him alone in his house.
Yeah.
And nothing weird has ever happened. But it's just, that guy, that proved my vibe. Like, why do you know that?
Yeah. I mean, I know about seeking arrangements.
Well, everybody knows about, like, seeking arrangements.
Well, yeah, but it's still an active, ongoing site that isn't taken down, even though the general population knows what it's for.
Yeah.
You know?
What is, like, the line between sugar daddy and prostitute? Like, what is it? Because...
I would say sugar daddies are essentially paying for a mock relationship.
Yeah.
And then prostitute is, you're just paying money for hookups.
Like, hourly?
Yeah.
I guess that's, like, where it differentiates, is, like, prostitution is by the hour. A sugar daddy, sugar baby is... You do have to develop a relationship with the person.
To some extent.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like on seeking arrangements, there are people in there that do make boundaries as in, like, I'm just looking for hookups. And
yeah.
I'll charge you, like, per...
And I'll... Yeah.
Like, per time we meet or whatever. That's prostitution.
Yeah.
You know? I guess... Prostitution is under the umbrella of sugar daddy, I would say.
Is the whole sugar daddy movement just rebranding prostitution?
I think so, because to an extent. It's just an extension of birds of a feather. What's the expression?
I don't know. Stick together?
No, like, They're like threads on the same quilt. Or like,
yeah,
like
trees on the, or branches on the same tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. They all say the same thing.
Grapes on the same vine.
Yep. Yep. But yeah, no, I don't have the balls to like go through something like that.
No, I could never do that.
And then, like, what if that person's, like, a drug dealer?
Well, and it's, like, part of me wants to be, like, all power to you, but at the same time, kind of, like,
if you come, if you come crying to me about it, I'll have nothing to say.
Like, yeah, like, I'll just be like, well, why did you do that?
Yeah. You didn't see this coming?
Yeah.
At all?
It's, like, maybe the fact that you met on Seeking Arrangement should have been a red flag. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I've seen individuals come in all the time that are in that tax bracket / age bracket.
You think
in my place of work.
Yeah, you think it's a sugar daddy, sugar baby.
Yeah, because like every time I see them, it's a new person that they're with.
You don't think that they could just be like dating around, like on the apps?
When your date is on the college volleyball team, and then the man
is like 60
in the PTA. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's not. It just doesn't. The math doesn't math.
It's just math. Yeah. No, I understand.
It has to be.
And that's, like, it's so Scottsdale. Like, I hate that part of Scottsdale, but I can't deny it forever. It exists.
I know. Yeah, it's what we're known for.
Yeah.
It's what we're known for.
I try and avoid it.
Yeah. I mean, we never, I feel that since we're always actively avoiding it, we just never see it.
Yeah.
So.
Except, well.
Hard us.
I don't know if we just, like, put off a vibe, but I have no explanation because I witness it all the time. Like, people trying to swing, people trying to do that. But I've never, like, been asked to be a part of it. Which I'm glad, because I don't want to.
I haven't been asked, but there certainly have been couples that I've come across that the vibes, they weren't off, but they were pointing in that direction, let's say. Mm-hmm. And then any time that there's, like, a sexual comment made from either one of the parties involved, like, it's just, oh, okay, that's where this is going. Like, I just can't. And one time, I had this couple. They were so sweet, so nice. Very, very fun to talk to. But I asked them, like, oh, so, like, what have you guys been up to? You know, like, it was the top of the day. I didn't have any tables. And I was just hanging out, talking to these people at the bar. And they're just like, oh, well, you know, we just, like, fucked in the bathroom. And then we stumbled upon this establishment. And we're having a great time. And I was like, I stepped around the corner and I was
you didn't need to tell me that.
I didn't
Thank
need
you.
To. I get it if you're.
Maybe they were hammered.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that, but still.
But I mean, I would I get embarrassed. Like, I
wouldn't want. It's like PDA kind of thing.
Yeah. Like,
I don't want that just, like, out in the open for everybody to hear.
One time, John Mayer, as he's been deemed, made some kind of comment like that, but it wasn't even close to that bad. It was like, yeah, like, I carried Sage into the bedroom the other night, and I was mortified. I was like, there is no reason that anybody else needs to know that.
I mean, that's, like, innocent, though.
It is innocent.
He's not, like, saying...
Yeah, maybe that's why he broke up with me.
He's not saying, like, oh, I just want to, like, choke fuck the shit out of her, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like that.
No, it was fine, but it was, like, it was people that we knew that we were with, too, and I was like, we don't need to talk about that right
they
now.
They knew that you were seeing each other, though.
Yeah,
it's
they
like,
did.
It's not.
I don't know. I just, it freaked me out in the moment. But maybe I shouldn't have given him such a hard time.
Like, I would have made a comment about, like, you should have made a comment about how thin and easy to lift you are. Like,
you're totally
just, like,
right.
It's just,
I should have,
like,
been like, well, it must not, it wasn't that hard for you.
Pull focus in a different
yeah.
direction. People will forget all about whatever.
Well, the
John
person
Mayer
we
said.
Were talking to was blackout drunk, so.
They weren't.
Yeah.
They don't remember. Nobody even remembers.
Nobody remembers except for me.
What was the event you were at?
I was at a birthday party.
Whose birthday party?
And
And then you, John Mayer was with you.
Yeah. And, this was, like, the funniest story ever. Like, that I can't even be too mad that he made that comment, because then I had a weird reaction to it, and then our friend's reaction was to be like, I love being seduced. And then,
yeah, it's not. I can only imagine.
But then she tried to seduce her husband with cake, and then she told me later that he hates cake. I was like, girl, what were you doing? She was like, I don't know, I don't remember anything.
Yeah, so everybody forgot, more
yeah.
of the story. Everybody was drunk, and That's when you make those kind of comments.
Yeah.
It's, like, at intimate friend party group events.
Yeah.
Not to...
A random server.
Not to a random server that's just trying to be somewhat genuine.
Yeah. You're like, I'm just trying
and, like,
to get
ask you questions. Yeah. It's not even that. It's just... Because they were at the bar. Like, they weren't... I wasn't making money from them. Yeah. I was just ditzing around and just wanted to talk to someone. Looked like I was working, you know?
Yeah, and then you were just accidentally traumatized.
Yeah. I don't know.
I had two customers that made me so mad today for entirely different reason.
Yeah, because they didn't tip you?
Well, okay, so the place I work at now, it's, like, very case-heavy, and we have club members, so... They'll come in, their tastings are comped. If they get glasses, they're discounted, and then they'll buy, like, $300 worth of, like, wine on a case, whatever. And then I'll bring them the little thing, and I understand I'm not expecting you to tip me on the entire price of the case, but, like, you should tip on, like, the price of what would have been the tasting, yeah, or the glasses, or the food, or whatever. So I had two today. One of them spent, like, $350 on their case, and they stayed for literally, like, 3.5 hours. And I was talking to them, like, whatever. I'm not saying it was, like, the epitome of amazing service. Like, I'm sick, so I wasn't as chatty as I usually am. Just because I was, like, I don't know, I get kind of embarrassed at work.
Yeah, or like, when your nose starts running in front of people, you're,
yeah,
like...
You're like, fuck. Okay. Yeah.
And like I don't want to go, because then I don't want them to think I'm a cokehead. Like,
yeah. No, I 100%. All, you know, of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not as chatty as usual, but, like, I still made an effort to connect with them. I've seen them before. But they were just really mad that my boss wasn't there, and I was like, well, damn, sorry, I'm not her. She needs a name, because she's probably going to come up. Let's call her,
That's too confusing.
Julie. Let's call her Julie.
No. Okay, for now, Julie. I'll come up with something different.
Okay, we're calling her Julie. Julie was not there.
Yeah.
Every single human that came in was like, where's Julie? I was like, I'm so sorry that I'm not good enough for you, but she's in Wilcox picking up more wine right now. And then they were, like, genuinely sad about it. I'm like, damn, I'm kind of offended. Like, I'm a good yapper, too. Give me a chance, homie. But anyway, that was the first one. 3.5 hours, I, like, periodically talked to them. I let them have a to-go price bottle in-house, which, like, we're not supposed to do, but I figured, like, they are, like, regular, so, like, it'd be fine to let it slide. The second one, she came in, she bought a case, and then had a glass of wine, and then immediately left, and she was like, I need help carrying this to my car, because, like, my foot's broken. And I was just like, okay, Diva, like, I can help you. But, like, I'm not the strongest human in the world, and it was, like, a block away in the scorching Arizona summer. Nothing.
The parking does suck there.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, if someone's, like, going above and beyond to, like, carry your case out for you and you leave them nothing, like, even $5, I would have been like, okay, at least I've been acknowledged. But, yeah, I was pissed.
I don't know. I always try to, honestly, like, it's like a daily mantra that I have to tell myself before I start work. I'm just like, expect nothing, be surprised by everything.
Yeah, that's good. That's not very law of assumption, though.
Expect nothing, meaning, like, my attitude that
your
I bring
attitude
to tables and stuff. It's not pick me. I'm the best server in the world, and I deserve all your money. It's just, I'm just going to give you the best service I can, because it's my job, and I can't expect you to tip me anything,
mm-hmm,
period, because it's not illegal to not tip.
No.
You know, and...
It should be.
You know, hopefully through that... Hopefully that behavior is recognized, and then I get even more than what I was expecting, which is nothing.
Yeah.
And by nothing, I mean 20%. And usually with that...
By nothing, I mean 20%.
But no, like, when I, like, heavily dose up on that...
Yeah.
Before shifts, like, those shifts, more often than not, tend to be some of the best nights I ever have in service.
Okay.
And...
I like that.
Tip-wise. So it is, like, law of assumption, kind of, but it's also humbling.
Yeah.
To some degree. Because, like, you know, you have servers, you've had servers before that are just, like, way too fucking shut up. You know? Like, it's just too much. Like, yapping is fine. I'm not saying that, like, yapping is a bad thing. I'm saying that...
You're a great yapper.
Yes, but I think I'm talking about servers who just can't read tables.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And insert themselves into everything, and then, like...
That was, like, what my old boss wanted me to do, and she would get mad when I didn't. And I was like, well, Miss Girl, not, like, if they're on a first date, like, they don't want me to talk to them.
Yeah.
Take the hint.
If anything, my favorite thing to do is just to, like, do laps and, like, stare at people, smile at them, if we make eye contact.
Yeah.
They'll tell me if they need something.
Yeah.
Because I'm right there.
But
less is more. Less
but
is more.
I'm just still really mad about the girl that I carried the case to her car.
Yeah, that would have been annoying.
I'm not even as mad about the people that stayed for 3.5 hours, because, like, whatever, but, like, that I can't. I morphed into a bellhop for you.
Yeah. Also, she could have planned a little bit better.
Well, like, I don't, like, I'll help you.
Bring a rolly cart.
You have a, your foot's broken. I'll help you. I don't care, but,
she knew her foot was broken, though.
Yeah. And she was, like, a dick about it, too. She was like, I need somebody to help me with this, because, like, my foot's broken. And I was just like, okay, I can help you. Just, like, give me a minute. Like, I had, like, something else I was doing. And she, like, didn't like that. I was like, okay, sorry, I have other tables.
Sorry about a bellhop.
Like, but you're supposed to tip bellhops.
Yeah. I don't think anybody knows to do that, though.
And also,
people are usually shocked when I talk about leaving tips at hotel rooms.
Okay, tipping the housekeeper, that is a controversy. And this is, like, a debate that I have with people. Because I think it's a nice gesture if you left, like, an extra messy room.
Yeah.
But I do think we shouldn't normalize it because the hotel should be paying them more hourly.
Yeah.
Like, they should be getting paid, like, $30 an hour at least, in my opinion. It also might be, like, top 10 worst jobs in the world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Somebody that I know used to be a housekeeper in a hotel. She was like, I didn't last more than a month. It was hell. I would, like, regularly have to deal with, like, bodily fluids and just anything you can imagine. Yes, it's there. My most recent side quest is I'm doing clean checks for Airbnbs, but I'm going through checking after the cleaners have already come. Like, I'm literally examining down to the little details. Like, today, this morning, I found, like, a bobby pin that they didn't pick up. Like, I'm not dealing with, like, used condoms. But the owners of the company were like, you would be shocked at the amount of drugs that we find left over.
I'm sure.
And I was like,
I'm sure.
I was like, actually, I probably wouldn't be. And then I was like, fuck, I probably shouldn't have said that to my boss.
Hey, you find any, I was going to say, if you find any marijuana,
I'm afraid of getting fired.
Don't confiscate. Destroy the evidence by giving it to me. Huh?
Well, it's a legal drug, though. So, like, it's kind of the same as them leaving alcohol at that point. People leave alcohol all the time. And, like, I've encountered some of it. And, like, we're just supposed to leave it there for the next party, which I obviously do. But I'm like, damn, no one would know if I just...
Yeah, no. Especially if it's wine, too. You could be like, it was going to go bad.
If it was an open bottle, I would justify it. I haven't found any wine. It's been, like, canned beers and high noons and stuff like that.
No.
Yeah.
Guys, can you guys grow up?
Can you?
We don't want to... No.
Nobody, like, wants that.
No. Well, that's the problem. Everybody does, actually.
I hate seltzer.
When we say nobody wants that, it's because...
We don't want it.
But seltzer world, long drink is good.
I did drink all the long drinks that you brought
They're
for my
good,
birthday.
Right?
Yeah.
They're good. And two of them, and you're...
Yeah, they're strong.
The strong ones, so the black cans.
The black cans.
They're, what, 9% almost?
I don't know. Like, those were my after bar drink for, like, a week, because you left them.
So good.
And I was just like, well, Jacob's not getting these back.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting them back, but no. I love a long drink. And plus, it's not a malt liquor, just like shit. It's gin. Scary, yes. But gin isn't that bad. Again, you guys need to grow malt liquor, vodka-based seltzers. Like, that, no.
I hate seltzer. But I do like it more than beer, so I'm glad it exists. Because if you're playing a drinking game, then it's better. And you can't use wine, because it's too strong.
For a drinking game?
Yeah.
I think you could.
I have, and blacked out. Argy's like a mixed drink.
Well, but for drinking games, I'm literally just, like, I'm not taking sips every single time. Like,
I'm embarrassed to admit that it took me a few years to figure out that you can pretend to participate.
Yeah. It's, like, not that deep.
Yeah.
At all. At all.
I went to a frat house adjacent last week.
You did?
Yeah, I sent you a picture of that, like, fucking weird-ass sign.
Oh! What did it say, like, Coochie Boulevard or something?
Yeah, and I was like, where am I and can we leave? Because I was with our friend that's 35, and I was like, why did you bring me here? These people are 20, which I guess it's, like, fine for me to hang out with 20-year-olds. I'm 25. And the only other girl that was there was 22, so... I was just talking to her. But I was just like, what are we doing here? But we played King's Cup, which is fun.
I hate King's Cup.
Well, it was either that or beer pong. And I was like, I don't want to move.
I like beer pong because I played it on iMessage games, so it's fun to like. But King's Cup, that's the one where, like, you stack all the cups, right?
It's cards. So you, like, you have a can. It can be, like, any canned beverage. We were using beer. And, like, you have a deck of cards, and each card that you draw, the number or human or ace, equates, like, a different task. So 7 is heaven. Everybody has to reach their hands up, and the last person to do it has to drink.
Oh, okay. What game am I thinking of, though? The one where it's a bunch of solo cups just in a circle?
Chandelier.
Well, no, and then you have to, like, bounce your ball into it, and then, like, you pass the ball over to the next person.
Oh, that's Rage Cage.
Rage Cage.
I wrote a book about drinking games.
I'm so bad at that game. Hated it. I was, like, so irritated that I couldn't, like, figure out just how to, like, bounce this teeny little ball, like, literally 2 inches into a cup. Like, I just couldn't figure it out. Beer pong, I can just, like, be hooking balls at the... That's fun. Like, I can do that pretty easily, but...
I like Rage Cage more because my hack was to just find somebody that is good at it that really doesn't want me to get drunk and put them right next to me. And in the circles I was running in at the time, though that was getting played a lot, that was really easy. Because my best friend from Oregon, super athletic, she was really good at it. And she'd be like, I know if you throw up, I'm going to have to take care of you. So I was just like, you stand right there, girl. And they just skipped me every time. Because she would just get it in on the first try and then...
I mean, rule of thumb, if I'm at your party, I don't want to play a drinking game.
I don't like drinking games either, but I
like,
was just...
I would rather just watch. It's honestly entertaining just to watch.
I was just so down bad to not be involved in beer pong. I do like Never Have I Ever a lot. And King's Cup has a Never Have I Ever, like,
element to it. I don't know. And also, Never Have I Ever, I haven't done anything scandalous or crazy enough to, like...
So you can say never have I ever to everything and then call other people out. That's why it's fun.
Yeah, but like I'm going to be saying like crazy shit. Like never have I ever been body snatched by a cannibal cartel and...
Well, we need to make crazier
friends,
I guess.
No, we don't. No, we do not. Please, no.
I can invite the scrappy coworker.
I still don't know who it is. Wait, when you said chat, do you mean...
ChatGPT. I'm ready to talk about the most heinous thing I've ever asked ChatGPT to do. You look so sad.
Well, no, I'm just more worried.
This is
like,
regarding
what could
Gone
you
Mare.
Possibly? Okay, but like, was it like a therapy kind of ask? Was it like
I have gotten lots of therapy from ChatGPT. That's fine. Everybody does that. But...
I don't.
A lot of people do that.
Okay.
I'm not embarrassed about that. This is
no, it's just... Everybody does it. I'm like... Girl, okay. I can barely use ChatGPT to ask me. I don't even know how to use ChatGPT. Like, dead ass.
Well, that's the first problem.
I know how to type a fucking... And it's like Google search, I guess, but...
I don't know. Know how to do everything on ChatGPT. Our podcast descriptions, I don't write those. I upload the transcript, and chat does it.
Way to drag our artistry. How dare you drag...
Well, you can write the descriptions if you want.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like... Don't tell people.
They're fine. They don't care. Well, this is the worst thing I've ever asked ChatGPT to do. I was sitting there, crashing out. I told Chat the entirety of me and John Mayer's relationship from start to finish.
Yes.
Which I don't feel the need to tell on this podcast, but I did. I typed it out. It was like 4 paragraphs.
Okay.
Maybe more. And I said, what are the statistical odds, according to all of your like data on relationships, that we will get back together?
Did it say something to none?
It said they're pretty bad. It was like based on the amount of like time that you were emotionally bonding and the circumstances, and he's probably avoidant, it's like less than 20%. And I was like, okay, I guess I can move on now.
What did Chat tell you that you didn't already know though?
I did know that, but like I just needed Chat to tell me so that I could internalize it and feel better.
Did your roommates not tell you that?
Generally what women will tell you if you're crashing out about a man, which I don't know
if this is the right thing to say. What do they say?
They always come back. And they say...
That's almost like patronizing.
Well,
a little bit.
And it's like, I get where they're coming from because, I mean, just based on like my friends' stories and stuff, like a lot of the time they do, but it's not always. And that's not the mentality you should have. Like, and that's what Chat said too. They were like, yeah, there's a chance, like, or me, they. It was like, yeah, there is like a slim chance, but like you should 100% live your life as if there's a 0% chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? Thank you, Diva. That's what I needed to hear.
Okay. I'll have to experiment more. I don't know.
It has all the knowledge in the world. It can be a therapist. It can be a statistician in that case. And it can do things that like a human can't. Because it took, like, that data and just instantly morphed it into, like, a statistical analysis.
Yeah, but I could have told you that.
You couldn't have given me an exact number like Chad did.
I don't need to give you an exact number.
And evidence. It gave me, like, scientific evidence to back it up.
Okay, I understand that, but you literally just said... I knew. You said that you knew everything the chat told you, but
well,
it was just
nice
to hear it.
Well, I knew that there was, like, a slim to none chance, but it's like, you always kind of, like, hold on to hope. Like, I don't know.
I haven't been in love yet, so we'll see if my feelings change.
It sucks.
Oh. Also, wait. What is this? Wait, should we talk about wine first?
Yeah, because
we never talk about it, even though that's what this podcast is kind of about.
We're starting to get, like, guest appearances, and the way that I'm selling it is that we're wine experts, so, like, we need to talk about wine more. I'm just, like, banking on the fact that they won't actually listen at this point.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Favorite places to buy wine and favorite wineries. I think I've talked about this before, but my favorite place to buy wine is probably Grocery Outlet. Because you can get really good deals.
But isn't that, like, hit or miss, though?
It is pretty hit or miss, but it's less hit or miss if you know what you're buying. Because you can get the geographical European regions, and, like, those are pretty regulated. So unless it's a bad bottle, you kind of know what you're getting.
Yeah.
And if it is corked, Grocery Outlet will take it back.
Okay. I mean, thinking more of locality for buying wine, Atlas Wines in Scottsdale is solid. Let's see. Jamie's is also pretty solid, too, but... like, a lot of the workers there are just, like, it's just, like, not slay customer service.
They're just kind of, like, not very friendly.
Sorry, Jamie, love you, girl, but...
Jamie herself is a diva.
It just isn't...
Yeah, Jamie, you're not listening, but if you are, your workers are not friendly. Which is so insane to me, because we went to Christopher's, which is, like, her restaurant, or rather her husband's restaurant, and the service was, like... such a high level that it made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Sage got an ottoman for her bag. Like,
yeah.
They brought over a mini ottoman for her bag to sit on.
My non-existent bag. I didn't even have a bag, but I felt awkward, so I put my jacket on it.
Oh, yeah. They just assumed that you had one, huh?
Yeah. But you're the one that always has a bag.
I had a bag, and they didn't offer me one.
That was sexist. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
No, it's just jokey funny.
It's fine. But...
ooh, have you ever been to Tracy Dempsey's?
I haven't, but you used to work there.
Yes, Tracy Dempsey has some killer wines. And, like, she has wines from Georgia. She has wines from, like, the most niche, random places. And I have fantasies of just, like, going in there and buying out, like, multiple cases of just anything and everything. Because there's so much of their taste. Yeah, it's really, really fun. I do miss working there, but it was just, like, 2 days a week that I worked there. It didn't, like, see itself through, unfortunately. But it was a great experience. And then... I guess for, like, drinking wine, I mean, I think Liquor Peg is a great place to go. In
Scottsdale, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would totally go and, like, on a casual weekend or any day, buy a bottle and then share some plates of food.
They have an extremely good wine list. I try and send people there all the time. And every time I'm like, tell them Sage sent you and ask for Jacob. And they never listen, I'm sure. But
yeah, no one's asked for me yet.
And no one said that I sent it. But I can almost guarantee, like, the amount of people that I try and send there, at least a couple have actually gone there.
Yeah, they just, like, forget to mention.
Yeah.
They're recommended here. Yeah.
I'm like, please. Like, they need to know that I'm, like, here for them.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. Favorite places, like, locally to drink wine for me. I mean, like, you listed all of mine.
Rewind? That one wine
bar? Oh, yeah. That was fun.
That was fun. I liked that place.
I mean...
I honestly don't know where else, because I'm usually just, like, working or not in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
In BFE. There's no wine out there, unfortunately.
To me, though, like, if I was going to give general advice about the best places to drink wine, I would say look for tiny-ass, like, bottle shops and tasting rooms.
Yeah, they usually
generally.
Have, yeah.
Because you're going to get better service, you're going to have a better experience, like...
and more unique selections, I think.
Yeah. Triangle Wines in LA is one of my favorites. It's in Westchester. It's by the airport. But freaking love that place.
Yeah. As far as wineries are concerned, honestly, I haven't explored a lot. I did an internship with Nyers Vineyards. I would say that I'm just biased towards their wines because I saw how they were made and everything that went into them. And it's a very traditionally French way of making wine. That's where... the original head honcho, Bruce Nyers. He learned how to make wine in southern France, which is sick. And also, everyone knows him. Literally everyone.
Cool.
Like, I put you know, Nyers entered my resume, and everyone was like, oh my god, did you meet the legendary, incomparable Bruce Nyers? And I was like, yeah, a couple times, but, you know, we didn't really exchange much,
yeah,
like, conversation, unfortunately. But, no, their wines are really, really, really good. And they don't make wine in bulk. They're not making huge amounts of wine, so their prices are a little bit steeper. But, I mean, in comparison for Napa Valley, their most expensive wine being, like, $120, that's not bad compared to some...
versus Napa, yeah.
Napa, you could be paying, like, Harlan Estates. Sometimes you're paying, like, $3,000 for some of their bottles. Quintessa, $500-$600, easy. Fuck. Like, there are so many other brands I could think of that you're paying so much more for a product that is made, not necessarily in bulk, but in larger amounts than, yeah, like, a typical estate house. And, yeah, and it's just not... A lot of the times, those big houses are only making wines that aren't from their own estate fruit. They're making wines from fruit that's sourced elsewhere, but they don't have to say, like, where specifically it's from. They could just say Napa Valley Cabernet. The fruit's from Napa Valley, but you don't know where. You don't know where in Napa, you know?
It's really interesting to me that, like, Oregon has, I think it's like 100 AVAs, because, like, Ola Hills is its own AVA.
Mm-hmm.
Like it says on this bottle, Eola Amity Hills AVA. But that's like within the Willamette Valley, which is also an AVA. What's so they the have like teeny tiny ones.
Appalachian. So there's AVA.
Yeah.
Big. And then Appalachian.
No, is this like, is an AVA. It's like listed as the same thing. And it is online too, I've checked.
Yeah. Eola Amity Hills is the AVA.
Yeah.
And then Eola Springs Vineyard would be, I'm assuming.
I think it's just a vineyard.
But like Willamette Valley would be the AVA in general, because it's within...
If you look on, like, the AVA God website, there's, like, 100 AVAs listed in Oregon, and let's say probably 75 of them are in the Willamette Valley, and they are all listed under the same classification. There's just, like, the Willamette Valley AVA. Like, there isn't, like, a... It's not the same as it is in Europe, where it, like, narrows down smaller and smaller.
Interesting. I mean, like, in Napa, Napa is... the AVA.
Yeah.
And then it's, there's Coombsville, Santa Elena, Calistoga.
There's like seven.
Yeah, those are appellations within the Napa Valley AVA.
So maybe so that's the not, best, but...
I mean, I'm sure it's saying the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you looked up Napa, it would also list all those subregions as AVAs too.
But yeah.
I don't know. But Nyers Vineyards make really good wines, and I had a really great experience there. And it's a small team too. Not a lot of intervention with the wine. Not, it's not natural by any means, like natural wine, but it's still, like, it's humbly made, if you will.
Humbly made.
Humbly made.
I feel like all my answers to this would be, like, personal. I like this place because I know the winemaker. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
It is a very personal industry.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Martin Woods Winery in Oregon.
Never heard of it.
No, remember we were at Christopher's?
Oh, yeah,
that,
yeah,
that
yeah.
bottle of Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
From, it was from
Dundee, I think.
No, it was from a different place. Newburgh. It was in Newburgh.
Newburgh.
Mm-hmm. And I've tried their wines before. Their wines are really good, too. And what else? What else? Honestly, like, I want to say, like, Arizona wines, but, like, I don't particularly, I mean, I sound so fake, because, like, I judged in an Arizona wine competition, but, you know, that was a subjective blind tasting, you know, so I was just like tasting wines to taste wines, right?
They're yeah.
My favorite. But I can't say that I would go, like, I'd rather go to California to go wine tasting.
Yeah.
Like I haven't...
What I will say in defense of Arizona wines is I think that they're a lot better than people give them credit for.
Yes.
Because if you get wine, like, people don't think of Arizona wine. And there is, oh my gosh, I'm finally going to look this up. Okay. I drop this fun fact to so many customers every single day of my life. I say, did you know that there's wine being grown in every single U.S. state? And then they go, oh my god, no way, even Alaska? And I say, yes, even Alaska, and I have no idea how. I need to look that up later. And then, without fail, every single time I forget to look it up, so I'm going to look it up right now.
Every single U.S. state grows wine.
I think so. That's what...
think so?
Well, that's what our old boss told me. But she could have totally been lying. But I know for a fact Hawaii does, because I've been to their vineyard, and they do have estate-grown
yes.
grapes. Let's see.
You said it wasn't that good, though, right?
Here's the thing. So I just had their pineapple wine because here's a tip if you're ever there. It's on Maui. It's an upcountry. It's a really pretty vineyard or like pretty property. But if you just go and ask for a tasting, they'll give you pineapple wine, which is fruit wine. It's shitty. Or they'll give you like grapes sourced from elsewhere that they're just producing. But they do have estate grown shit. You have to ask for it. And the only reason I know that is because I had a customer that was like, I live on Maui, and she was obviously super into wine, so I was asking her about that vineyard specifically.
Yeah.
And she told me, like, no, you have to ask, but they do have estate grown, for anybody that doesn't know, just means, like, the grapes are grown by the vineyard that's producing the wine.
On property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had no idea, like, next time, if I'm ever there again, like, I'll ask for that. Okay. Alaska wineries. I need to know.
Where in Alaska?
Although the climate doesn't allow for the growth of grapes, Alaskan wineries import juice. So basically, that's a lie that I've been repeating for the last year.
Wine is produced probably in all states.
Yeah, but not
grown.
Alaska's signature wines are made from honey, native fruits such as raspberry, blueberries. So it's not real wine.
It's fruit wine.
And I am now mad at it. I'm mad that I was lied to because I've repeated that lie so many times.
I mean, it's not completely wrong. Grapes aren't being grown, but wine is probably produced in all states, you know?
Yeah, I'm still mad. I'm sorry for everybody that I lied to.
They were drunk, they forgot.
Every state except for Alaska grows wine.
Grows grapes, really?
I think so. Because all the other ones make sense to me. Like, even the Upper East Coast, they have ice wines. And, like, Rieslings. It's, like, a similar climate to Germany. So that makes sense.
Yeah, New York I know for sure, but I don't know about like Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, Connecticut, Rhode Island.
Vermont.
Massachusetts. Wine. New Jersey.
Yeah, Vermont does grow Cabernet and then a few that I've heard of, but it's basically cool climate grapes.
Virginia, I hear, makes some pretty bitchin' wine.
I've heard that too.
But they're just not like...
on the map.
Yeah, or like popular.
It's kind of like Arizona.
It's like Arizona.
I have one more topic.
Funny. Okay.
I don't know if this is going to be funny or not, but the TikTok rabbit hole I've been on this week is this decorating show that was on in the 90s called Decorating Sense. It's like a budget home decor show.
Okay.
But the end result of these renovations is the worst thing that's ever happened.
Okay.
So I have a compilation for you to watch.
Okay. Is it a video or are they...
It's a video, yeah.
Okay.
Because you have to, like... It's such a joke. Like, you just have to see it.
Okay. I'm ready.
Oh, my God. And you have to hear her, too. Then we decoupaged sacred Indian prayers dipped in tea and torn to give an aged look onto the wall unit to give an old piece of furniture a trendy, new look, brought the outdoors in.
You don't have to like it, but put some respect on where it comes from.
Lifestyle early American garage sale.
This nice white dining room is typical of many homes.
Early American garage sale. A lot of it's too busy.
That's a really nice way of putting it. Now cleanup is a snap. And what you didn't see is their obsession with painting rugs on the floor.
No, that was there.
Oh, that was in there.
That
okay,
was there.
Good.
It looked like there was like diamonds around it.
Yeah.
And then like.
It's happened more than that though. Like. They're obsessed with painting a rug on the floor.
I need to, like, go touch grass or something. Like, that made me really upset.
The other thing is that people think that they're lesbians, the hosts of that show. Which, I'm like, okay.
I mean, what kind of lesbian, though? Because usually lesbians have good taste.
That's true. Here's what I'm, like, genuinely trying to figure out about this whole trend. Was this, like... not as crazy in the 90s, like, because I'm thinking about, like,
probably not,
like, 90s TV shows that I've, like, Friends or whatever, and that was, like, kind of a style.
Maybe that was just the trend of the decade, but
it
I don't remember. I was born in the year 2000.
Yeah.
And knowing how trends work, I would assume that some of my family's houses would have had similar motifs and, you know, stories from
everybody knows about, like, those fuck-ass, like, onion pickle jars, whatever.
Yes.
Like, stuff like that.
That you put on, like, top of cabinets.
Yeah.
And
or, like, the themed kitchens. Like, Tuscan
themed
or...
themed bathrooms.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, a beach-themed bathroom. Like, okay, that's fun. This is at a whole new level.
But it's not a painted rug on the floor.
It's not a painted rug. And to me, the kitchen one with the early American garage sale was the worst.
Early American garage sale with the Indian prayer, like...
Those were two separate episodes, but yeah, both.
Well, no, and then they had the audacity to be like, yeah, we just thought it was too much.
Was it too much when you were like putting a stick on top of a window and calling it a rod? They were like, we found this in the backyard.
Oh, the grapevines over the little...
Oh, no, there was another episode where they just got a stick and put it on top of two rod hangers, and then they got all these bandanas from, like, the dollar store or something, and then just draped them across and called it good.
Moral of the story, you get what you pay for, and...
But some of the shit really that they were listing, like, their budget in every episode is $500, right? Which, now, okay, like, that's not very much, but in the 90s... That's like $1,500 in today's money.
Well, even then, you can't do shit to renovate multiple rooms in a house. You need more than...
No, they were only doing one room in every episode. Like, if I had $1,500 to, like, quote-unquote, renovate a room...
You can't even renovate a room with $1,500.
Well, redecorate, I could do 100 times better.
Well, but, like, I don't think I could if I was on, like, a budget like that. Because I would be like, I need... the nice tile, I need the nice floors, I need... If I'm renovating a room, the whole room is getting gutted.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to, like...
I think I could, like, I could, like, paint and redecorate for, like, $1,500.
You can't even get a couch for $1,500.
Facebook Marketplace. Like, they were getting shit from, like, flea markets and garage sales. So I guess in their defense, they didn't have Facebook Marketplace.
Maybe they just don't have good taste. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe they should not have ever had that job
in
the first place.
Because, I mean, you can thrift cute shit. You just...
Maybe not in the 90s. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't alive.
I mean, we're thrifting cute shit now. It's from the 90s.
Well, and what I will say, though, is, like, with the in defense of their distressed look, I definitely, growing up, had a set of furniture in the guest room of my house that, like, I guess there used to be, like, a paint style that you could buy that you would, like, paint one layer white... And then the next layer, a bold color, and then you would paint this chemical on top that would make it all crackly. And so maybe the distress look, like, was a thing.
It was. But I don't know, like, do you want your furniture to look like it lives in a Van Gogh painting?
No.
Like, that... Van Gogh's paintings are cute. Let them be cute on the wall. We don't need to bring his surrealism into our daily lives. Let it die.
My favorite top comment on all those videos was Millennial Gray as a trauma response, and I couldn't agree more.
Millennial Gray as a trauma response. You know what? Yeah, because
it
was just too much, and gray and white is just calming.
Yeah, like, yeah. I would take Millennial Gray any day over whatever that was.
I don't know. I love white walls. I don't know. I don't know what about it.
I'm perfectly satisfied with white walls.
Yeah.
My dream is to just have a bunch of neon signs. In, like, a loft.
In, like, a man cave kind of way?
Or No, like, artsy. Like, I have one in my room.
Yeah.
It's, like, pink and, like, girly.
Well, no, but, like, neon signs, doesn't matter what color they are. All worlds collide over loving neon signs.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a neon sign?
But I'm not trying to get, like, a Coors Light neon sign.
Okay.
I do think that the vintage Marlboro neon signs are really cool, and I've been trying to, like, you can track them down pretty easily, I just don't have a reason to buy one.
Yeah.
We've exhausted my topics for the day.
And I'm exhausted from that decorating scents bullshit. So over. That literally ruined my day. Like, I don't want to...
I don't want to think anymore.
No. Ew. Ew.